I stayed in my heart. Nobody saw me there. I cleaned it and covered the holes in the walls with wood and stones. Near the heart was a pool of water. I found a cup to drink from. I had to steal food, but I was safe. At the side of the hut was a small house. I watched the people who lived there. Later, I learned their names. There was an old man, Mr. De Lacy, and his son Felix, and daughter Agatha. I listened to their voices. Slowly I learned some words and began to understand their language. I found it easy to copy the sounds. At first, I only learned words like sister, brother, bread, and wood. Later, I could speak and understand more and more. I enjoyed my simple life living next to the De Lacys. The De Lacys came from a good family in France, but now they were quite poor. They grew vegetables in the garden, but they were often hungry. They only had a little money for milk and bread. So I did not steal any food from them. I ate what I could find in the forest. Agatha was a sweet, kind young woman, and I wanted to be her friend. I thought she was beautiful and good. She made me happy. I watched Felix go into the forest every morning. He stayed there all day. When he returned, he was carrying wood for the fire. He worked very hard, so I decided to help them. At night, I went into the forest and cut wood for the family fire. I left piles of wood outside the door of the house. They were very pleased, and I enjoyed helping them. Now Felix had more time for work in his garden or repairs to the house. I tried to help them in other ways too. I swept the snow from the path. I watched Felix working, and then I did some of his work at night. They never saw me. They did not know who was helping them. But they were always grateful. I watched the De Lacy family and learned a lot from their love and their kindness. They were beautiful and polite. Mr. De Lacy went for walks with his son. Agatha often sang to her father. Their lives were simple and good. But I saw my face in a pool of water. They could not love me or be kind to me. I was an ugly monster. When the family went out, I went into the house. I looked at their books, and slowly I learned to read. You gave me intelligence.